Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. The headlines this evening: Housing Minister James Brown has announced he's received Cabinet approval to publish long-awaited amendments to the Defective Concrete Remediation Bill. We'll have a report on the publication. We'll also hear from a former chair of Donegal County Council's Defective Blocks Committee on his hopes for the bill. The government commits to ring-fencing up to €1 billion for the Donegal 10T projects. They're included in the revised National Development Plan, which has been published today. And the Scottish First Minister hits out at what he calls the UK's shambolic new budget during a visit to Dublin. We begin with news from Housing Minister James Brown this afternoon that he's received Cabinet approval to publish long-awaited amendments to the Defective Concrete Remediation Bill. The bill will widen the group of relevant owners that can avail of increases in the grant scheme cap and rates, which were approved in October and November of last year. It also contains other technical amendments to ensure the continued smooth operation of the grant scheme for homeowners. With more detail, here's Ryan Brawley.
Minister Brown says he has met with many people who are impacted, particularly across the Northwest region, and was determined to get amendments to the original Act actioned as soon as possible. He says he has listened to their concerns and the issues raised by local representatives and advocacy groups. Minister Brown says he is mindful of the cost involved, but is committed to flexibility and fairness when it comes to dealing with the situation faced by those affected by defective concrete blocks. In particular, he says the government has sought to address and simplify process matters like qualifying expenditure, increasing the time within which remediation works should be completed, and allowing homeowners to seek technical reviews. The amended bill will now be brought before the Dáil and the Shannon.
Well, Councillor Martin McDermott has been going through the remediation of his own home. He's the former chair of Donegal County Council's Defective Block Committee. He says there are elements he would have liked to have seen included in the amended legislation, but he is welcoming a 10% increase in the grant cap up to €462,000 and also extended deadlines. Earlier today, before Minister Brown's statement, Councillor McDermott discussed the bill with Donal Marie Doherty.
Which will increase, the rate, the cap from 420 to 462 in the rate by approximately 8%. Also, with that legislation today, the extension of time is going to change from the length of time that you have to do your build from 65 weeks to 130 weeks. And also, part of that legislation also will change where, as it stands now, you would have to go for an extension of time on your build 3 months in advance of you finishing. That will be changed from 3 months to 2 weeks.
I suppose the legislation now that is going before Cabinet, is there anything that you're concerned about within that, or things you would have liked to have seen done differently?
Look, there's a number of other items that we have met the department on, that we're discussing with both the department and the minister, and the minister was up here, that we would have liked to have seen, but there are complications with some of that, likes of the side-by-side build, other changes that we would like to see in relation to upfront costs, where people would get a proportion of the money up front and then get the receipts done at a later stage. Also, in relation to people that have been that have passed away and passing their properties on to other members of the family, we'd like to see that changed, that it wouldn't have to be the principal private residence of that homeowner, because some people might find themselves on a defective concrete block home already, and then they'd be stuck with where if they were left a house that they couldn't make that their principal private residence. So,
well, that was Councillor Martin McDermott there speaking to Donal Marie Doherty. There's more on the story, and you can read the full statement from Minister James Brown's department on our website, highlandradio.com. The government has today committed to ring-fencing up to €1 billion for Donegal 10T projects. The works will begin once the project completes the statutory planning process. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher is hoping that will happen by the beginning of 2029. Deputy Gallagher says the project has been reaffirmed as part of the National Development Plan review, underscoring its strategic national importance.
It's vitally important that in the National Development Plan review 2025, the government has decided that between €500 million and up to €1 billion has been provided for in the Donegal strategic transport network. And of course, as we know, that scheme includes the Ballybofey-Snorter bypass, the realignment of the N13 from Listellan, and a new River Swilly Crossing in Letterkenny. They will be upgrading the existing dual carriageway and also the new road from Manning Cunningham to Lifford to link into the A5. So when all that is completed, and hopefully progress will be made in relation to the A5, while it's in the court at the moment, that case has been supported by the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs, and hopefully there would be a positive outcome, which when completed would give us a road, a top class road from Donegal right through to Dublin.
It is hoped that this TEN-T project will begin in 2028. If there are still delays to the A5 by that point, will it affect the plans at all?
No, there'll be no implications at all for the TEN-Ts if there's any delays with the A5. Donegal County Council will proceed, and the TII, with the TEN-Ts in Donegal. They're quite hopeful that they get through the planning and on to the design, then invite tenders. They are quite hopeful. In fact, the department are saying 28, but I believe late 28, early 29, and that seems to be a realistic start date.
And that was Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher speaking there to Ryan Brawley. Elsewhere in that document, there are plans to advance the construction of the N17 from Knock to Coluny, the Eastern Garavoga Bridge in Sligo, and the Carrick-on-Shannon bypass, all of those set to be under construction by 2030. The Scottish First Minister is calling out what he describes as the UK's shambolic new budget. John Swinney was speaking during a visit to Dublin. He was in the capital for a series of engagements with the President, Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Department. Speaking at Ivy House this evening, he hit out at the new measures announced in Westminster this afternoon, including £26 billion worth of tax rises.
The government was elected on a commitment to reduce energy costs, and they will still be higher as a consequence of the budget announcements today. So that demonstrates that this budget has not met the needs of people in Scotland who are living in a country that is generating huge amounts of energy but is also living with high levels of fuel poverty, and the budget will not have addressed that for Scotland.
Meanwhile, in a statement this afternoon, the Chamber of Commerce in Derry described the budget as a missed opportunity. Staff at a fast food premises in Derry were left terrified after a masked man entered the building brandishing a knife last evening. It's reported shortly before 8, the man approached the counter and demanded money from the till at the business on William Street. After being confronted by a staff member, he dropped the weapon and fled. The knife has since been recovered by police. The suspect is described as being approximately 6 feet tall, of slim build, and was wearing a black coat. It's reported as he left the premises, he and another male ran off in the direction of Chamberlain Street. Ishga Éireann says a pump failure in Northern Isshon may cause supply disruptions to Ballymacarthur, Greencastle and surrounding areas in Northern Isshon. Tonight and into tomorrow, works to address the issue are scheduled to take place until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Police in Derry are appealing for information following a criminal damage incident in the Fountain Estate, during which racially motivated graffiti was sprayed onto the front wall of a home. It's believed the damage was caused at some point overnight. Police are investigating it as a racially motivated hate crime. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood condemned the incident, calling it a hateful attack on a Sudanese family that's embedded itself in the local community. He says people who have come to the city are raising their families, contributing to their community and doing their best to make a life for themselves, and they deserve to live in peace. Meanwhile, police in the city are appealing for information following criminal damage in the cenotaph. A number of reeds were stolen over the period of Remembrance Sunday. Initially, on 11th of November, one wreath was reported stolen, but following inquiries, police have established a number of reeds were taken. It's believed to have occurred late on Monday night, November 10th, at around 11:30, and it is being treated as a sectarian-motivated hate crime. Police are keen to hear from anyone who may have been in the area around that time and saw any suspicious behaviour or captured footage on dashcam, particularly in the area of Butcher Street. One in two women in Northern Ireland who will experience violence and abuse will do so before the age of 11. That's according to research from Ulster University. It was presented to the Dáil last night by Donegal Deputy Charles Ward. He highlighted the scale of the issue north of the border and called on the government to implement an all-Ireland approach to the issue. Deputy Ward also appealed to men to play their part in tackling this terrible issue.
As we know, today is International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women. It's unbelievable that worldwide a woman is killed every 10 minutes by an intimate partner or a family member. And although we may think that Ireland is a progressive country, femicide continues to take the lives of many women and girls across our country with no sign of any real progress. 35% of women in Ireland have experienced abuse from an intimate partner. That's more than one in three, and it's well above the EU average of 31.8%. As well as this, the north of Ireland is one of the most dangerous places in Europe to be a woman. Shocking. The research of Ulster University has shown that 98% of women in the north have experienced at least one form of violence or abuse in their lifetime, with half experiencing this before the age of 11 years old. There needs to be an all-Ireland approach in addressing this. Passing this bill would mean that someone convicted of a crime of sexual violence in the court would then impose an order, restraining order against them. The victim would be protected. This is a very important step in ensuring that victims of sexual violence feel safe after experiencing such traumatic events. We need to go much further in addressing this, and the root of this is men. Men need to do better. They have a part to play in this, and they need to take responsibility. Collectively, men need to take responsibility for the role and the role they need to play in addressing this misogyny going forward. At the same time, the government needs to take responsibility and hold social media companies to account for the rise in misogynistic and supermasculine content and social media pages. This is negatively influencing young men and boys. We need to support women in a way that makes them feel special and looked after in their daily lives.
Meanwhile, a woman remains in a critical condition in hospital after being set on fire in West Dublin. The victim in her 40s was doused in petrol at her home in Clondalkin yesterday morning. On Monday, a man attacked a woman with an axe at her home in Kildare before setting it on fire. The two assaults were raised in the Dáil this afternoon by the Social Democrat leader, Holly Cairns.
These attacks occurred less than 24 hours apart. Their depravity has shocked the country. Both women were attacked in their own homes where they should have been safest. They're not the only ones. Every day all over the country, women endure violence, harassment, assault and intimidation. Some of them will die because of it.
Works have commenced on the Fintra Bridge project. The investment, valued between 10 and 20 million euro, will improve road safety and strengthen transport links along the R263 corridor. During the project, there will be some traffic disruption, with single lane traffic being maintained at all times. The project is due to be completed next year. Trade unions representing teachers, nurses and other workers are calling for a publicly funded childcare system. The Together for Public Alliance is calling for a state-run childcare system which would seek childcare workers paid by the state in a similar way to teachers. The Alliance says the government covering staff costs would make early year service more affordable for families. Dara O'Connor from SIPTU believes the idea of a state-run childcare service is realistic.
There are enough qualified educators in the country right now to meet the demands that are there from parents and children. But the problem is love doesn't pay the bills, and that we need to make this career, this profession attractive. People have to earn a decent living. And while there's been progress on that, we have a way to go to introduce rates of pay that recognise and reward people for their hard work.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas. In store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 17 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll start with athletics. Conor Kelly has been named the Under 20 Athlete of the Year at the National Athletics Awards. In what was a brilliant season for the Finn Valley AC man, he won European gold in the 400 metres event in Finland back in August. He won the National Senior Indoor title and set four new Under 20 records. In Gaelic games, there's a big evening ahead for the ATU Donegal Men's Gaelic Footballers. They play SETU Carlow in the Higher Education Division 2 League Final in Ballymacnab and Armagh. Throw-in is at 7:30, and ATU manager Maxi Curran is expecting another tough battle against the South East College.
Yeah, big test, surely. They've come down from Sigerson themselves the year before last. We've played them a number of times. We played them in the first round of my first year, and we had a titanic battle. We got a goal in the last minute to get over the line by a point or two, and Carlo would have pipped Donegal or Letterkenny in their first year of Sigerson and Michael's time in a semi-final with a late goal as well. So, yeah, look, there's a bit of history between the teams.
The Dr. McKenna Cup returns in early January and Donegal have been drawn in Section C along with Derry and Antrim. Ulster had originally released that Fermanagh would be one of Donegal's opponents but subsequently changed it to Antrim later. The fixture schedule still has to be confirmed by the Ulster GAA. However, Donegal will have one home and one away game. The first game will be played on Sunday the 4th of January. Tyrone have been placed in Section A along with Armagh and Down, while Section B is made up of Cavan, Monaghan and Declan Bunners for Fermanagh. Moving on to rugby, James Ryan has been handed a 3-match ban following his red card in Ireland's defeat to South Africa on Saturday. The Leinster second row was dismissed after an illegal clear out in the first half. Ryan's ban will be reduced to 2 matches if he takes part in World Rugby's coaching intervention programme. In soccer, Tottenham boss Thomas Frank is confident he'll get a positive reaction from his team in tonight's Champions League meeting with holders Paris Saint-Germain. They go into the game on the back of a heavy 4-1 defeat to Arsenal in Sunday's North London derby. Frank says they've used the past few days to try and put things right.
We are facing another of the best teams in Europe away from home. So it's a nice challenge that we're 100% up for. And I'm convinced we'll bounce back with a good performance.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says tonight's Champions League clash with Bayern Munich will provide a great test of how good his side are. Both teams have won 4 out of 4 matches in the competition so far and hold 6-point leads at the top of their domestic leagues. Arteta's men go into the game after beating North London rivals Tottenham on Sunday.
We made a really good preparation again, a really show one, but I think very efficient as well. We know the importance of the match. We are in a really strong position. We want to maintain that for sure. And we know that we have a beautiful and very demanding game ahead of us.
Elsewhere, Liverpool play PSV Eindhoven, Atletico take on Inter, Eintracht Frankfurt face Atlanta, Olympiacos play Real Madrid and Sporting face Club Brugge. 2 matches are underway from 5:45, with Copenhagen at home to Kairat and Monaco away to Paphos. Well, the FAI's new director of football says they'll sit down with Republic of Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson this month. The Icelandic coach's contract expires next summer, though Hallgrímsson insists his focus is fully on the World Cup playoffs in March. John Martin feels Ireland's recent results have made a strong case for offering a new deal.
I would say that it's all really good, and we'll sit down with him before Christmas and we'll see how we get on. I think he's done fantastic. If you look at some of the results and also the underlying data, which is also really important, we'd never won away from home in the Nations League. He's won 2 of them. We hadn't beaten a top seed in a qualifier in 10 years.
Finally, 3 Donegal youngsters were part of the Ireland squad that defeated Greece 2-1 at the Carlisle grounds last night. Buncrana's Jimmy O'Donnell got on the score sheet while Charlie McGarvey was in nets and Michael McCaughan was on the bench. The Ireland under-16s play Greece again tomorrow evening in Wicklow at 5 o'clock. That's all your sport for this evening. We're back with more during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. People are being urged to drive with care on the R250 between Lower Main Street in Letterkenny and Churchill, as there was an oil spill earlier today. Councillor Donal Mandy-Kelly says there's a lot of oil on the road, which is quite slippery in places. The Taoiseach says his number one priority as the new finance minister is to produce a medium-term expenditure plan. The government has come in for harsh criticism from the state's independent watchdog, which says it's budgeting like there's no tomorrow. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says the coalition has no forecasts beyond 2026 and hasn't yet published a medium-term expenditure plan. The new finance minister, Simon Harris, says that's on the way.
My number one immediate priority as our country's new Minister for Finance is to produce with government colleagues a medium-term economic plan, to move beyond the temptation for short-termism and to anchor both our spending and taxation plans for the years ahead in this medium-term framework. I intend to have that work completed with government colleagues, with the Taoiseach, with Minister Chambers by the end of this year.
An Puff says parcel volumes are predicted to reach 3 million a week in the run-up to Christmas. In an effort to manage the high levels, the company has brought forward the latest parcel posting date to December 16th for Christmas delivery within Ireland and the UK. The head of corporate communications at An Puff, Anna McHugh, is urging people to get their parcels and cards out early.
For any parcels that you're posting for delivery within Ireland or to the UK, you simply have to get them into the system by the 16th of December. If you're sending to faraway places, Australia, the United States, you have to get them posted by the 4th of December. Last date for parcels to Europe is the 12th of December.
And Donegal County Council is to write to the Minister for Education, urging her to consider having politics as a Leaving Cert subject. The issue was raised at a recent meeting by Councillor Niamh Kennedy. She says currently if people want to study politics, they must do so alongside their other subjects and pay to do the course themselves. Councillor Kennedy says in an era where only 3 of the councillors in Donegal are women, having politics on a Leaving Cert course would maybe help bring more women into the fray. Looking at the weather forecast, it'll be cloudy and dull for the rest of this evening with patchy outbreaks of light rain and drizzle, some mist and fog patches as well, mild with light to moderate southwest winds, freshening near the west coast, cloudy and mild tonight with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle, some moderate falls of rain possible with increasing winds, clearing mist and fog from many parts by morning, overnight lows 10 to 12 degrees Celsius, southwest winds increasing moderate to fresh and gusty. Tomorrow Thursday will be quite windy, cloudy for a time with scattered outbreaks of rain along with patchy mist, hail and coastal fog, drier, brighter conditions with sunny spells and scattered showers following from the west in the late morning and early afternoon. Mild with highs of 11 to 13 degrees Celsius. Southwest winds increasing fresh to strong and gusty with winds hitting near gale force at times. Looking now at the closing headlines on this Wednesday evening. The Minister for Housing, James Brown, has received Cabinet approval to publish long-awaited amendments to the Defective Concrete Remediation Bill. The bill will widen the group of relevant owners that can avail of increases in the grant scheme cap and rates approved in late last year, and also contains other technical amendments. Councillor Martin McDermott, who previously chaired Donegal County Council's Defective Block Committee, is welcoming the 10% increase on the grant cap to $462,000 and extended deadlines, but says there are other elements he would have liked to have seen included in the amended legislation. Much more on that on our website, highlandradio.com. And the government has today committed to ring-fencing up to €1 billion for 10T projects in Donegal. The works will begin once the project completes the statutory planning process. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher is hopeful that will happen by the beginning of 2029. He says the fact that the project is reaffirmed as part of the National Development Plan Review 2025 underscores its strategic national importance. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock this evening. Check all today's news, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, November 26th. The death has occurred of Pat Carlin, 19 Garfta Road, Castle Derrick, reposing at his late home today from 6 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Castle Derrick. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 12 noon. The death has occurred of Paul McSorley, 61 Lonsdale, Navanie, Ballybuffet. Paul will be reposing at his late residence tomorrow and Friday from 12 noon until 10 p.m. leaving his residence on Saturday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral director's RFO. The death has taken place of Robert James Murr, Brookfield, Riversdale, Carndonagh. Robert's remains are now reposing at his home today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with a shuttle bus in operation from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday at 1:40 p.m. for 2 p.m. funeral service in Hillhead Presbyterian Church. Burial afterward in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only and donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin funeral directors. The death has taken place of Thomas McNulty, 9 Millmount Garden, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Millmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley funeral directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.